I'm doing a Jervis, oh, it's on now. You better turn me down a little bit, brother. I don't want to hurt anybody, and that can happen. It's good to see you tonight, good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate this church, and I want to thank Brother Prater for inviting me to come to preach the Bible. I count it a great honor, and I'm really thankful that several of Mount Pleasant showed up. They're just trying to encourage me because they know I need a lot of help. They have to listen to me four times a week as a general rule. So it's good to be here, good to be in the house of God. If you would turn in your Bibles this evening to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 25, whereof according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all reconciled to God. Someone has been brought. He's our Redeemer.
That's right.
And His Spirit dwells with Christ in you. The hope of glory. That God that He would dwell for us. And it makes me really the aim why we have the Spirit of Christ in us, the Holy Spirit in us, to make us more like Jesus. Now, as I get that all straight all the time, but this is the way I think. I'm a how, but how in vessels of flesh. Well, this comes about. verse, he tells you how the Father loved him. Loved you with an everlasting love. Before was hateful and hating God. And the Holy Spirit of God gave us life in the new birth. He gave and believe the gospel. See, people try to verse 6, for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light. How amazing is that? This is how God brings His glory to us without it's amazing. John 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's pretty amazing that God reveals that to us in the work of Christ. Hebrews 1, 2, and 3 hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of God revealed the brightness of His glory in the person of Christ to poor sinners like us, so that we may see Him as a and this glory is communicated to the elect. It's actually an experience, and also by intimate communion. So it's covenant, regeneration, and conversion, and communion, and fellowship. Changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We're being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ as we behold His glory. And we love Him, and we desire to be like Him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's how this is communicated to us. And it's an ongoing process that we have the privilege of being part of. Well, how in the believer, how to be changed.
Amen.
I've said this as long as I've if you've never been changed, you've never been saved. If any man be in And as the Spirit of God, he said, without me, ye can do nothing.
Amen.
We would be fruitless. And believe me, I preached a sermon on God's rules. Sadly, there's too many man-made zirconiums that are trying to be passed off through false professions. But think about, he works in us, and as he does, our lives begin to demonstrate his life in us because we've been changed. Now, I'm not saying that we have, he's given unto us, 2 Peter 1 says, all but the Spirit of God begins to work in us. And you know, the fruit of the Spirit means that the Spirit of God produces something in you. And the evidence is called fruit. There in Galatians chapter 5, but the fruit of the Spirit, but there's a great contrast by the Spirit of God working in us. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So how's this glory manifest in us? When we are in agreement with the Holy Spirit of God, who is guiding us in all truth. Where is the all truth? It's in this book. That's where you find it. Somebody says, what about the will of God? This is it. It's not something spooky. It's not something speculative. It's revealed. And the glory of Christ in us is manifested through obedience to His Word. Because we are saying, I love you, Lord. I love you for who you are and what you've done. If He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus said, ye are my service in the Lord's church. Unto Him be glory. preaching the gospel. Is another way. Timothy 2:10, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And I believe we manifest Christ is in us when we're able to deal with trials and difficulties and chastenings by meekly submitting and resigning ourselves to God's wise providence in our lives and not bucking against it, not complaining, not grumbling, but saying like Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, not as He works in us. And if children, then heirs. With the glory which shall be revealed in us. This is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's something so glorious, eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Which brings me to my last point. Teresa. When I say, Teresa's a member of our church, been a member for a long time here. Whenever I say it's my last point, she gets happy. She really does. She's honest about it. Yeah. How will we fully realized in the believer? That that will come. And we know He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? All the way back to the purpose of God, the ultimate purpose is to be completely, entirely conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know who's going to present us before the Lord? Now unto Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. One day we're going to take our place among all the blood-washed of all ages, dressed in spotless white. Jesus, I'm guessing He's going to say, "Behold, I and the children which Thou hast given me." We're all here. I purchased the garments of salvation for every single one of them. And here they are, faultless before the presence of His glory. This is the hope of glory. It's all because of Christ. What He's done. What He's doing. What Philippians 3, 20 and 21. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our fashion like unto His glorious body. There it is again. According to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Praise God for that phrase, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I hope you know Him tonight. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him. Brother Mike.